Good morning, everyone. I'm Ben Bingham from the Oakland Church of Christ. Thank you sincerely for listening to only 5 minutes of important thoughts from God's Word. This week we're talking each day about keeping our hearts pure and free from spiritual heart problems. By God's grace and guidance, our spiritual hearts can be completely healthy and pure, and that is what God wants from us. Our theme verse for the week comes from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It reads, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." Keep your heart, he says. Why is guarding our hearts so very important? Because our hearts are the center of our being and our consciousness, and what we put in our hearts will direct the course of our lives. Our words, actions, and attitudes all come from our hearts. What is in your heart? Are you living today with a clear sense of purpose and direction? Today I want to encourage you to set your heart, the center of your being, to trust and serve God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, we read to trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Don't lean on yourself, lean on God. Don't trust in yourself, trust in God. Isn't that encouraging? God is ready to guide us. He is ready for us to lean on Him for wisdom. Our hearts are like clocks. We need to be set on the right standard. If clocks are not set correctly, won't they mislead us? If our hearts are not set on God, they will mislead us. Jeremiah 17:9 says that the heart is deceitful above all things. So don't just follow your heart if your heart isn't being directed by God. It needs His direction. So if we set our hearts on God, He will transform our lives into what they should be. God created us in His image, and He knows the best way for us to live our lives. Who should seek the Lord? Everyone from every land and every race. Listen to Paul's words in Acts 17:24-27. God, who made the world and everything in it, since He is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is He worshipped with men's hands as though He needed anything, since He gives to all life, breath, and all things. And He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord, in the hope that they might grope for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us. So God doesn't need anything from us, but He does want our love and service, and we need Him because He created us and He has great plans for us. Let's decide to imitate Ezra the scribe, who made a strong commitment to serve God and set his heart on God. In Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, we read, "For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel." Isn't that exactly what we're talking about this week? Prepare your heart to seek God's will, to do His will, and then even to teach His will. We can't depend on our own hearts for guidance if they're not set on God. We will end up following and worshiping something of our own creation. And what a waste that would be. But once we trust Him with all our hearts, He will direct us through His Word in the way we should go. We will only be able to fulfill our life's purpose when we set our hearts on serving God. I hope these thoughts help you today as you try to set your heart on the Lord. Tomorrow we'll continue to talk about keeping our hearts, with a focus on uniting our hearts to love God. Those of us at the Oakland Church of Christ, by God's grace, are trying to seek, do, and teach His will. We hope you'll join us. The Oakland Church of Christ gathers on the west side of Athens, Alabama, at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet together to worship God and study His Word on Sunday mornings at 9:30, Sunday evenings at 5, and Wednesday nights at 7. If you'd like to hear past radio messages or sermons, visit churchofchrist@oakland.com. You can also look up the Oakland Church of Christ page on Facebook, and we'd love to study the Bible with you in person. Have a blessed day.